It's a clear, cool summer morning by Lake Ontario. Some people are playing volleyball, others are walking along the boardwalk at Woodbine Beach on the east side of Toronto. But nobody is swimming in the lake.
No, I don't swim here.
I grew up here and just have never actually swam in Lake Ontario. Sometimes they were closed and, you know, it was always off and on, so it never seemed like it was always a real good thing to do.
It's gross, man. And one time I found a couple of Band-Aids, and after that I was like, I'm not going back in this water.
City leaders say those views are outdated. Lou DiGeronimo is Toronto's general manager of water. He's in charge of everything from drinking water to sewers to stormwater runoff. DiGeronimo says the lake's bad reputation lingers from the time when Toronto was a major port for lumber, for shipbuilding, and for foundries.
When you talk to certain people within the city, they remember the old industrial heart of our city, and they think that Lake Ontario is polluted and you shouldn't swim in it. Well, we beg to differ. You can swim in it, and our water quality is actually quite good.
DiGeronimo is trying to change the public image of Lake Ontario one beach at a time. So far, he's been able to get 6 Toronto beaches certified as safe by an international program called Blue Flag. DiGeronimo says the Blue Flag shows that someone besides the city is checking up on the beaches.
There's an external group, Environmental Defense, that actually we work with, and they themselves are part of a larger international group who come around and audit to make sure that we are following the program accordingly.
Thousands of beaches in the Caribbean, Europe, and South Africa fly blue flags. Toronto is some of the first beaches in Canada to be certified by the program. The city has to test water quality every day. It also has to provide lifeguards, recycling containers, and environmental education programs. But water quality is usually the biggest obstacle for beaches trying to get a certification. A blue flag waves in the wind at Toronto's Woodbine Beach, but not without considerable cost. The sewer used to overflow regularly here into Lake Ontario. The city built underground retention tanks to store sewage overflow until it could be sent to a treatment plant. But multi-million dollar sewer fixes usually aren't possible for many cities. So DiGeronimo says people also need to take action at home. Toronto has been trying to educate people to be careful what they wash down the drain. And DiGeronimo says Toronto banned the use of some lawn chemicals because they were polluting the lake.
If I took a bag of chemicals and then just dumped it in the river, I could charge you for impairing the water quality. But if you dumped it on your lawn first and then ended up in the creek, that was okay. So in the city, we decided to put a bylaw that restricted the use of certain chemicals.
That kind of ban would be a tough sell in most U.S. cities. It wasn't easy in Toronto either. But Jody Fry says it's helped the city earn blue flags at many beaches. Fry is Canada's national blue flag program coordinator. She says people on all shores are starting to do the work to certify their beaches.
It raises awareness both at the beach and throughout the community of what actions people can take to help improve the water quality, which I think people are looking for because they want to help contribute to protecting the environment.
The city of Toronto hopes to raise blue flags at 5 more beaches soon. For now, they want to spread the word. And if you see a blue flag flying at the beach, it's a signal you can trust the water is clean for swimming. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.